Listen, I'm gonna just go ahead and say it, get right to the point. Empaths and fixers are lunch meat for narcissistic-like people. Lunch meat. And the problem isn't that that narcissistic person isn't aware that they eat in your soul, eat in your sanity, eat in your heart in the process, because they know they are self-aware. They are not dumb. They've known what they've done, and they've nomaded their way through life from relationship to relationship, all the while devouring everybody's peace and sanity in the process, and they don't care about that. But let me talk to the fixers and the empaths right now. A lot of you guys know that you are lunch meat for that narcissist as well. You do. But oftentimes you don't care because you want to see them eat. You want to see them heal. You want to see them do well. You want to fix everyone in your life but you. Fixers, how many times are you going to build other people up by the same time tearing yourself down? How many times are you going to rebuild after a breakup and start from scratch because you are used to people depleting you? And this is what you feel love is. You feel like love is an act of depleting yourself for someone else's gain. And this is what we do over and over and over again. Let me break it down to you in the most simplest way to some of the fixers out there. Could you be in a relationship where you felt like you didn't have anything to fix? Sometimes fixers, when you get in a relationship with someone that doesn't need fixing, that's already complete, that's ready to contribute right away, that you don't really feel needed, do you? You don't feel needed. And when you don't feel needed, you're bored, you're insecure. So sometimes we pick people we can fix. Let's be honest. Some of us prefer projects and build a base, because at least when we get in a relationship with those people, we got something to do with our hands. Our love language is speaking life into people. Your love language is healing people. So when you're in a relationship with someone that doesn't utilize what you feel like is your best asset, which is your ability to fix and upgrade people, you don't feel useful. And sometimes fixers, you pick people that need fixing. You pick people that need fixing. And so they are not ready for relationships, but you're going to fix that. They can't communicate, but you're going to fix that. They have anger issues, but guess what? You're going to fix that. This person is all about them, egocentric. But guess what? You're going to fix that. And because every avenue in your life, you are used to having to fix something, this dysfunction doesn't seem unhealthy to you. It seems natural. And this is why you are lunch meat. Lunch meat for people with negative intentions, for people that will use your great qualities of being able to upbuild and inspire against you. They will use the fact that you see the best in people against you. And this is what I want to say to everybody that's watching. And I need you to pay attention to the next words that I'm going to say. How come you want to fix everybody else but you? I'm going to repeat it. How come you want to fix everyone else but you? You'll fix her, you'll fix him, but you won't fix you. You won't. Isn't that the issue? To my empaths out there, I know you see and you feel and you experience that little boy you see inside that grown man. And you relate more to that little boy that has abandonment issues and mommy issues, daddy issues, anger issues. You relate so much to that little boy inside that grown man you are currently dating. You are currently in a relationship. And sadly, some of you guys are currently married to that you don't want to abandon that little boy you can feel. You can feel that little boy's presence inside that grown man. And you say, how would this little boy heal if I'm not there? A, He's not a little boy no more. But you see so deep into him that you develop a relationship to that little boy inside of him. And you would feel bad abandoning a little boy. And this is why you stay. You see that hurt. Even though he puts on this facade like he's all right and he's doing good. Oh, I'm a man. You see right through that. You feel the insecurities and the jealousy he has. You relate so much to the excuses he uses. You've met his mom, and maybe she not perfect. You know his dad wasn't around. You know his ex did him wrong. For people that's listening on the podcast, I'm doing the air quotes. His ex did him wrong. And because you relate so much to that, oh, I tell you, you relate so much to that, you ain't trying to leave that little boy that you found inside of him because you feel like that would be wrong for you to do. I'm saying to you, and I want you to hear me clear abundantly for everybody on Instagram, on Facebook, on Spotify. I want you to understand me super clear. There is nothing wrong with you realizing someone has some growing to do. Nothing wrong you realizing that their inability to contribute to this relationship is enough for you to leave. There's nothing wrong with being conflicted about that decision and that decision being difficult and the implementation of that decision being damn near impossible. It's okay to realize it's going to hurt to leave someone that's eating you up for lunch. It's going to hurt to leave someone where your yin and they yang is combustible. What you are good at is seeing the best in people. What they are good at is taking advantage of the people that see the best in people. It is going to hurt because you two fit together nicely. But in a destructive, hurtful, unbecoming to a successful relationship type of way, he is the yin to your yang. Period. For you to be a giver, he's just as good as taking, in taking. For you to be the empath and your ability to feel emotions, he is just as good as being callous and numb inside this relationship. For you to be a fixer, oh, that's great, because he is just as good at breaking things. This is why you guys seem to fit. You understand me? Listen. And so it is hard to walk away from someone where you fit, even though that fit is in an Armageddon type of way, a make you cry type of way. But oh, I tell you, that fit right together because you are the woman he searched all his life to find. That's why he ain't letting you go. I keep saying this. Y'all be like, well, if he don't love me, he'll let me go. Why? You are his rib. Ooh, you are his rib. Why would this man let you go? You are his rib. You understand me? You are the rib that fits inside his narcissistic, imperfect, harmful, anger issues filled self. He couldn't wait to find somebody that was going to protect him more than he protects himself. You protect his heart well, way more than he protects his own one. Let's be honest. You can't wait to protect his side. You defend him more than he defends himself. Of course, this person don't want to lose you. Again, you are the yin to his yang. Just in a toxic, unhealthy, unbecoming to a successful relationship type of way. All right. I want y'all to do me a favor. I want you to share this video because there's hearts all over the world that need to hear this. There are hearts all over the world that need to hear this. I'm not even going to sit here and act like, you know, there's not. There are. Okay. Period. Now, I'm about to do my YouTube show. Everybody on Facebook and Instagram, if you are watching this, If you are on Facebook, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to screenshot this. Screenshot this number. This is my actual number. It's my actual phone number. Okay. Don't do no creepy stuff. I need everybody to screenshot this right now. Screenshot this number, because in about 10 minutes, I'm going to do a live question and answer session on YouTube. If you text this number, you will have a chance to ask me questions right there on YouTube live. Okay. So text, screenshot this number right there. Instagram, you stay on here. I'm going to give you the number too in a second. But I want you guys to understand this. Listen to me. Look me right in the face. You, fixer, empath, there is nothing inherently wrong with your desire to do good by people. But sometimes too much of a good thing is a bad thing. There's nothing wrong with a slice of chocolate cake, but eating the whole thing, there is something wrong with it. What I'm saying to you is, if you are a fixer and an empath, you have to be selective who you give those goods to and how much that person deserves from you. You are so used to giving everything to everybody. You're all, you don't know how to go half speed. You don't know how to ration your love. You've never thought about that. You've never thought about, let me love at 25%. You're all or nothing. And I love that about you. But sometimes you're dug in and you're all the way in from a person that is your natural love enemy. You have a natural love enemy, an arch nemesis. And that is a egocentric, emotionally detached manipulator. And they are attracted to you, and you are attracted to them. When you see a little boy inside of a grown man, and that makes you want to go closer to this person, that is not a great thing. When you see a man that's broken and in need of healing, and you decide that this is drawing you closer to a person, that is not a great thing. The same way that narcissistic person draws closer to a person that has the qualities you have, is the same way you and a person that has your qualities is attracted to brokenness, callousness, and a person in need of healing. Same way. Same way. You are cut from the same cloth, just in two different extremes. This is why that's your unhealthy, unbecoming yin to your yang. All right. I love you guys. Facebook, YouTube, I love you guys. YouTube, I'll be coming back in a few seconds to do my my podcast, okay? So if you guys are on Facebook, one more chance to screenshot this. My number is 937-314-6974. Screenshot that right now and text me. Text that number right now. I'm going to send a link in 10 minutes so that you can ask me questions live, okay? So that's 937-314-6974. Text that right now, okay? Text it right now. I love you guys, Facebook and YouTube. Talk to you later. Peace.